Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I am sick today, and I've had all kind of bad luck today. I almost slapped a bitch to heaven today at the airport. So stay tuned so I can tell you about how I was about to beat this lady up with my panty liner.
You better get up, get out, and tune in to this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Tack got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
When we come back here next year, it'll be all purple, silver, white, and black.
Have you already decided what next year will be?
Yep. I already decided what I'm doing next year. I'm not saying it, but the colors are purple, black, silver, and white.
Well, why wouldn't you just reuse all this stuff? What are you going to do with all this stuff?
That's poor people shit.
Oh my god.
What is poor people shit? Reusing the same.
Reusing the thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars of decorations is poor people shit.
It's not. I've used this stuff. I had that stuff last year. I had this tree. I'm not getting rid of this tree. Most of the decoration from last year. But next year I'm doing a very special thing for black women. So I'm not gonna say what it is yet, because I don't want anybody to copy it. But I'm doing the colors are purple, silver, black, and white.
Okay. So can we come over here on the 26th and start taking stuff to our house? Dion, do you need any decorations?
I don't have a tree.
Like you treat Hobby Lobby?
No, you cannot take my stuff with you, because I'll be using the year after. Because I just switched the colors out. Like, I might not do, if I do burgundy and gold, I might not do the gold. I might do silver or some stuff. So I just keep all of my stuff that my husband don't throw away.
I see tags still left on some of this stuff. You're taking it back, aren't you?
You leave it.
I knew it.
You cannot return Christmas stuff, first of all.
And she's trying.
You buy it and you set it there and you look at it for a couple of days and make sure you want it. Then when you want it, you take the tag off.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want it. I'm going to take the tag off of it. Okay. I've been going. I just got back from, where I came from, Dion?
Denver.
Denver latitude or attitude or whatever it is up there so high.
Altitude. Yeah, the Mile High City.
They latitude attitude if you high as fuck when they were smoking them tweeds and whatnot. That
shit like... Man, I get on that stage every time I go to Denver. It feel like I got calm or something in my throat, and I ain't never had calm in my throat.
Calm, I think is what she's saying.
Like, calm,
like just, semen.
Like, yes. No, like just something sitting in my throat. I can't breathe. I get on the stage and I'm trying to tell my jokes, and you know I talk fast because I'm from the South. I'm giving out of breath. I got out of bed one day with a heart just beat. I said, "Lord, I'm having a heart attack." And then my mind said, "No, bitch, you in Denver." I said, "God damn it, in Denver." You got to walk slower. I don't know how fat people survive in Denver. It ain't enough air circulating for fat people to get through their pores and shit. And I got like extra ashes no matter how much cocoa butter. I had to mix cocoa butter, Vaseline, and baby oil to get the ash off me. That's a cocktail to blow a nigga up. All that shit together. You know how oily that is, Chris? Your ass will slip through a fucking ant hole if I put all that shit on you. I mean, literally, I bought cocoa butter, baby oil, and what's the other
Vaseline.
One? And Vaseline, and rubbed that shit on me. Because when I was just using baby oil, the ashes just come right back. And I'm like, am I turning white? The fuck?
She's got vitiligo.
Yeah, it was like vitiligo. And that shit, I love my fans in Denver. It was a fucking great show, but I literally need an oxygen match when I go to fucking Denver. And now when I got back down to the real world and landed in Minnesota, everything just started running out my nose like a motherfucking, like I was on my period out my nose. I couldn't stop. Look how stopped up I am. It fucked my allergies up, my heartbeat up, my cholesterol up. That place up too high.
Somebody needs to take it down a little
bit. Yeah, if you want to meet Jesus, take your ass to Denver. I think you're right at the tip of heaven. Anyway, I can't fuck with Denver. I don't know how any fat people can fuck in Denver. With that thin air. You know when you know, Chris, you plus side. When you fuck, you need
you
need to breathe.
You need like one of those old man wires that go across your nose, the oxygen tank. Yeah.
Oh, you need some Vicks baby rub to open you up. Yeah. I can't do Denver. Denver fucks me up.
So you didn't get high at all?
No, nigga, you can't get high and be in that thin ass air. Nigga, they ran out passing air out like they passing a joint.
Really?
It ain't enough air up there for everybody. They should put fat motherfuckers out of Denver.
They're taking all the air.
I'm telling you, it was so rough for me. My chest is congested. I felt bad. I mean, I could not breathe. And then we got on the stage just a little bit up higher, and it still fucked me up. Just standing on the stage, I think I went up even more altitude or latitude or whatever. Fuck, I can't fuck with Denver. Y'all stay the fuck out of Denver.
And is everybody there like a hippie, like super crunchy and doing yoga?
The fuck is super crunchy?
You're just like yoga everywhere and eat whole food.
Winter time, you ain't gonna see no bitches in no yoga. You trying to freeze a vagina? No, I ain't saying. I didn't really see. I stayed in my hotel room. I just couldn't breathe. I literally could not breathe. I went out and got a few things. Well, this is what I did. I went to Home Good. I mean, at home, and fucking blew the budget. Just buy all Christmas shit for next year. So this guy was like, well, I work at the post office. I mail you your stuff. He get to the post office. He talking about, well, they said we can't have no more gifts mailed for free. So it's $300. I said, nigga, take my shit back to the comedy club. I mail my shit piece at a time before I give you
$300. Who was assisting you in carrying all this stuff?
Another comedian. I said,
Dion.
No, it wasn't Dion. He wasn't there. I said,
no, I'm just saying, like,
it would have been me had I been there.
Just some rando open mic comedian like, yeah, and this time I had to help this lady. She went to Home Good. I had to follow her. I had to carry
at home. It was at home. So I told him, I said, I'm just going to go up and get this little feather thing I'm looking for. Next thing though, it's $300 for Christmas shit. I
can't help herself.
Oh,
so this
God.
Was at Home Goods in Denver or here?
No, it was at Home is the name of the place.
At Home in
it was
Denver.
In Denver.
Okay.
And my shit is still in Denver. Because he was supposed to hook me up on the shipping. I knew I shouldn't listen to that little fat turtle looking motherfucker. Look like a fat turtle that can't breathe.
Does he still have your shit while you talking shit?
Yeah, he still got my
You've
shit.
You've gotten enough
girl,
trouble.
I will fly to Denver and beat that turtle face off that motherfucker. It was so weird.
One breath at a time.
I'd like to see you fight in Denver. You motherfucker.
She won't even say it. She'll just write that shit down.
I'll probably spell it right that time. But it was weird because you know how I always look, I always pay attention when I'm doing comedy. So every night when I went on stage, I was like, y'all give it up to Ted Bundy and Seal. Because the opening act looked just like Ted Bundy. The MC guy, I was like, God damn, you look like Ted Bundy. He was just a little shorter, but he was cute and every. He looked like a young Ted Bundy. And then the other guy was an African, so he was tall and
Seal-like.
Yeah, all he was missing was the motherfucking African face move.
Like he got burned by lava.
Yeah, no, I think Seal, they put that in his face. That's their birthmark.
Which one of them was your at-home Sherpa? Seal or Ted Bundy?
Seal was.
Okay.
Yeah, Ted Bundy was too short.
Couldn't carry as many packages. So is your stuff just sitting at a Home Good store right
It's
now?
Sitting at the fat dude who worked at the post office, but I don't think the nigga really worked at the post office. I think he was a janitor trying to play like he worked at the post office. Because he said he was a mail carrier. I said, ain't no way in the fuck you know mail carrier and that thin ass air. You too fat to be out there in that mail truck like that all day.
So your stuff is sitting at somebody's house?
Yeah.
You were never seeing any of that.
Oh, you got me fucked up.
No, you will never.
You
that guy has the most beautiful house on the block now.
I will fly to Denver and beat them titties off that fat fucker. I will beat his fat ass, and I hope you listen to me.
Let's not air this episode till she get her shit back.
Jeez.
No, you can air this as a Christmas episode. You can air next
She
week.
Is riled up today. You were yelling at somebody on the phone, and some lady yelled at you on the plane back.
No, I was sitting, I was yelling about our situation that happened with the podcast earlier, but we ain't gonna put it out there. So make a long story short, I'm threatening to whoop somebody's ass. And out of nowhere, y'all, this white lady, white people, y'all have lost y'all fucking mind. Stop trying to be the police. You ain't no motherfucking police. I'm sitting there threatening this person on the phone. This white lady literally get up. What did she
tickling
say?
Chris.
Killing me.
She said, you are, what did she say? She said,
go fly there.
She said, you are, something about bad energy.
She said, oh, I'm sitting there on the phone, y'all, cursing somebody out. And I ain't being too loud, but loud. So she said, you put negative energy in the air. And I look, and all I said was, white bitch, today ain't your motherfucking day. I said, did you just hear me tell this other nigga I was crazy? I said, fuck your energy, okay? This motherfucker trying to take something from me. She grabbed her pocketbook and ran to the other side of the fucking seat there.
Really?
Like, is you, well, don't come fucking with me. I ain't talking to you. I was going to apologize for cussing in front of everybody after I got through with my situation. So after I got everything worked out and I was going to get what was due mine, I turned around to the lady next to me. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry, you know, for cussing. I'm a little upset. And so this older lady said, you ain't do nothing wrong, baby. I'm just glad I ain't such and such person. She named that person. And I said, yeah, because he white and I'm about to beat him a whole nother fucking race. And that was it. So I got on a plane, me and the bitches on the same flight. And she just walked by me and looked at me like I was crazy. And I looked at her like she was fucking crazy. Bitch, don't fuck your energy. I don't give a fuck about your energy. Y'all better stop walking up here fucking with people. Y'all, I don't know who done gave y'all police officer badge. And you motherfucker ain't never jumped no wall to be no police officer. If y'all down there scratching up my flow, I'm going to hurt y'all.
We're at Miss Pat's house. So.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't like that shit. I don't like white people just come up and put their nose in other people's business. Mind your motherfucking business.
Yeah.
I was not cussing out you. Fuck your energy. All you had to do was pick up your energy and walk your ass to the other side of the airport.
I don't know. Why would you even get yourself involved? You're sitting
Thank
there and
you.
You just go, why? This person clearly, this yeah, person
somebody's
clearly
cussing
angry.
Somebody out over the phone. Why would you interject yourself into that situation?
This person may be crazy. You don't know.
Yeah. What's the worst case scenario? That they stop cussing all of a sudden?
Right.
No, they're immediately going to turn to you and be like, bitch, you want some of this too?
I was like, white bitch, today is not your day. I said, didn't you just hear me tell the last motherfucker I was crazy? Fuck your energy. Fuck your energy, bitch. Boy, she got up and got the fuck away from me. And I bet she was on that texting this motherfucking nigga. I was trying to read her text, but you know, I can't see that far.
Yeah, because the air is so thin in Denver.
Right, her eyes didn't work the right way.
Didn't shit work. I'm telling you, like, my piss even came out slow in Denver.
Really?
Yeah, my piss was like, it was like it was just floating in the air. That's, I don't know what the fuck Denver do to my body. Then my knees started to give out. It could have been I'm overweight, but I'm going to put it on Denver. All this shit could consult for me being overweight, but I'm going to blame Denver for this shit.
A moment of self-awareness. It was
the clarity from the thin air hit so hard once you get back down to earth. Being at heaven's doorstep will make you think about some shit.
We going to fault Denver for this shit. Denver did this shit to me. Because I was like, I'm that fat. My knees hurt. My elbow hurt. Just everything hurt. I get up and I'm finding myself, I gotta go to the gym. I gotta lose weight because I get up and I'm bent over like an old ass woman now. And that shit, and I notice my booty's sticking out and my titties sticking out the other way, and I ain't standing straight up. I'm almost like Uncle Cecil. You know, Uncle Cecil was crippled, so right. He had that bridge for them legs. So I just feel myself. I feel myself balling up, and I mean, I'm almost 50, so I'm like, oh, God, I ain't never felt like this before.
And when you go to the gym and you work out, like, it makes your posture better, you stand up straighter, like, you feel better. Like, I hadn't gone in a week, and I just went on Sunday, and I was, like, standing up tall. Like, before that, I was just, like, hunched over and feeling like crap.
I want my son to scratch me, but every time Junebug scratch me, I pass gas like no other. So he won't really fucking scratch me. And then last time he was helping me lose
stretch,
weight.
Stretch.
Scratch.
Stretch.
Scratch.
No, there's it's a T, not a K.
Stretch.
There you go.
Scratch. What was I saying?
I don't know.
You were saying what you just said.
Scratch.
Just said it.
Fuck yeah.
She said it right one time and then immediately went back to how she was saying it. And then said, how am I saying it?
I imagine Junebug doesn't want to scratch you if you're farting in his face.
Yeah. So he was scratching me. And then when he was helping me lose, he said he was going to help me lose weight. Then he, you remember the time he texted me and said my period was going to change and he made my period come back. So I just stopped losing weight because I'm like, I don't want no fucking period. So you made my goddamn period come back on. So I got to go. I'm going to work.
And that's on birth control. Even though you don't have a what you call it.
What the fuck you mean I don't got no what you call it?
Yeah, you got your things tied, right?
Oh, they tied, fried, yeah. Died, laid to the side, and stabbed. I got Republican knots in this pussy.
So while you go get, what do they call them things?
IUD?
Yeah.
I don't need all of that. What am I going to get all that for?
Because it'll stop your period from coming.
No, it ain't that serious for me, Deanna. I ain't going to have my tube tied, and I had the blazer where they burnt my vagina up. And you want me to do triple birth control? What kind of dick you think going off of me?
I'm just saying if you don't want your period, I don't give a fuck about who you're putting in there.
No.
Is Junebug around here? Can we ask him? I'd love to hear what you're like in the gym.
Junebug!
Great.
Juba!
If I was him, I wouldn't answer.
He's
either.
He's ignoring it.
He's like, I heard scratch. I'm not coming out there. He just had flashbacks.
If your mother came to you, Dion, and asked you to scratch her, what?
As an adult, I'd tell her, hell no.
I would never stretch my mom. He must love you.
Why wouldn't you scratch your mama?
I don't want to get that close physically to my mom. That's odd to me.
What do you mean?
Just like what? Like what?
You scared
what is
you gonna smell her vagina? You came out of it.
Yeah,
it smelled like any other.
But you don't remember that.
Yeah,
thank God.
Right,
Juma, remember how I smell? Because some days on the
y'all
smell.
Are so close in age.
Not Juma.
It's Ashley.
Child, they'll scratch me if I ask them. Juma. Juma. My kids don't give a fuck about me. So let me tell you about my husband, right? So I told my husband, I said, you know, come and go to Hawaii with me. I got a gig in Hawaii. And he's like, I said, and they paying for me. So just come on and go. He was like, do you really want me to go to Hawaii? Because he's bored as fuck. And I was like, yeah, I want you to go to Hawaii. He said, shouldn't you be thinking about saving money for these kids? I'm like, nigga, fuck these kids. If they want some money, they better get them a motherfucking job.
Right.
I'm doing Liberace on these niggas. I'm giving all the money to the cat.
She don't even have a cat yet.
No, but when I feel like I'm dying, I'm going to get me a motherfucking cat. Yeah, I was like, who the fuck? Well, I'm not. I said, Garrett, I'm not saying fuck these kids. They better get their own motherfucking money. I don't got no life choice. What your money is, whatever's left over after you bury me. So you better spend that life insurance policy wisely. Because if you go over, you fucked. You better put me on an old outfit and put me in the oven and burn me the fuck up. I'm out of here.
What about me and Dion? Leave us something.
What the fuck you want? My wigs?
Sure. I'd be honored to have your wigs.
Well, just when I die, come over here and get them. Ashley might kill
I'd
you.
I'd do like
for
a Tony Clifton thing. I'd come this weekend, Miss Pat, I walk out. What's up, motherfuckers? Why does Miss Pat stop saying the N word, though?
My husband's always worried about the motherfucking kid.
God, fucking dads, man. What? Right?
Excuse me, y'all.
Fuck.
She stings like an old motherfucker.
It's like a frog.
That stings like it's the 1940s.
I'm telling you, that's Denver. Denver done clogged up my damn chest.
I need you to get a modern sneeze. That shit sound... That shit sound like the 40s.
Like a vaudeville sound effect.
How are you
effect?
Supposed to sneeze?
I don't know, but not like that.
Achoo.
Achoo. Who the fuck said achoo? No, achoo is for bitches who can't fight. I can fuck fight.
You shouldn't fight, though. You have a Hulu show. You can't fight anymore.
Yeah, you need to give that up.
You need to fighting stop threatening people. Yeah.
You can fight as long as nobody records you.
Everybody's
yeah. When's the last time that happened?
Right. We're watching people
behind
on
a trash
Popeye.
Can.
Hiding in a trash can.
Behind a trash can. I'm not fighting nobody, but I'm saying I will if it come down to it, but I don't fight anymore. I'm old. It takes a lot to make me fight, don't it?
Apparently not. $100 says different.
I'm just saying, you've threatened to beat more people up today than I have in my entire life.
Well, Chris, we different.
I think that number's 3.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I cannot stand people to try to take advantage of me. Don't try to take advantage of me. I think I'm a really fucking nice person.
Right.
All you got to do is ask me or say what the fuck you... I'm a straightforward person. Say what the fuck you got to say. That's what I like about Instagram, because when I post something too black, all the white men get so mad at me and they come at my ass. And, you know, my fan base is so mixed now. So then I start an argument, and I'm not trying to start an argument with the black and the white people. What I'm trying to do is start a conversation. I'm trying to start a conversation, but they immediately go at each other and they fucking start fighting.
Right.
So what were we talking about?
Like, the group. That's exactly what happens inside the pat down.
Yeah, which is
start a conversation and then people start fighting.
Well, I don't want you to fight. I really want you to just have a conversation. I was saying something to get to that point, but I forgot the fuck I was saying.
Why don't we take a break and you think about it?
Okay, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, y'all, we back from the break. Yeah, I cannot stand for nobody to try to take advantage of me. So, I mean, if you want something, just be up front. As I was saying, is that's why I like about the group. When I post something too black and it piss off white men, it's always white men. They go the fuck off on me. But I appreciate that. I really do. Mm-hmm. Because I know I just made you uncomfortable. I just brought up a conversation that you don't want to talk about. So just be honest. Be blunt like the motherfucker on Instagram. I'm leaving you. I don't give a fuck. You ain't the first and you ain't the last. Like, I post this meme. We got the argument over a meme, y'all. Listen to this shit. Literally over a damn meme on my Facebook page. No, it wasn't Facebook, was it? It was Instagram.
Instagram, maybe?
It was Instagram. It's hard for me to find anything. Oh, my God. I'm so sick, y'all. But this is how much I love y'all. I'm sitting on my sofa with no bra, and I'm doing a fucking podcast.
Infecting Dion and I.
Well, Dion,
I've already been sick, so I'm good.
Yeah, Dion, where my Instagram? Somebody erased my Instagram logo. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. I'm dumb.
It was inside of other apps.
Here we go. There they go talking about it again. This meme literally said, to be African-American is to be African without the memories and Americans without the privilege. Let that sink in. Chris, as a white American, what do you think that means?
I don't think it makes any sense at all. I think that I don't get what you mean by having no memories, because you are 47 years old. You have, like, what memories are you talking about? I have no memories of Germany, for instance. My family immigrated here in the late 1800s.
Your family immigrated. My family was brought here.
And secondly, while white privilege is more significant than any other privilege in this country, it doesn't mean that you are without privilege at all. We still are, if you live in America, are in the top 50, 40% of all income in the entire world. So I think I didn't get what it meant. And I don't really understand it, so maybe you can explain it, because it's sort of vague. It's like a clever play on words, but it's like one of those things that sounds deep, but doesn't seem all that deep.
It doesn't seem that to you because you're not black. First of all, that's why you didn't get it. Honestly, mm-hmm. That's because you don't know shit about being African-American, African in America. So you don't. It doesn't affect you. It just doesn't affect you. So that's why most white people on my Instagram did not get it. let me read the meme again.
To be African-American is to be African without the memories.
Without the memories. Stop there. What they're saying is, we as black people, African-Americans, we really don't know where we're from.
Sure.
That's what that one statement says, all of that. So I would never know. You from Germany. You know where you originated from. I don't know if I'm from Congo, Kenya, yeah, or nothing. That's right. What they mean. Slavery snatched my whole ancestors and everybody.
Germany's a country. Africa's a continent. So when you say German, that's a specific culture. But when you say Africa, you don't know if you're North African, South African, West African, East African. You're just African. So the memories of what culture you come from were completely
erased. We would never know
that. So you,
because our ancestors were slaves. So we would never know that. I would never know that part of my family. I don't even know. I don't even think the genealogy test we were talking about on one of these podcasts could even track us all the way back. Probably could, but who knows?
Well, they got rid of so many records. You hope what they trace back to you is accurate, but you don't know because they got rid of all the fucking paperwork.
What's the next line?
An American without the privileges. So to be African American is to be African without memories and American without the privileges.
And that meme spoke to me. Because I'm Black America, and the first part is what really spoke to me. I was like, damn, that is so true. I would never know what it's like to be from where I'm really from. And literally, the white men on my Instagram page lost their fucking mind. But I appreciate you guys. I really do. I love when you speak your mind. You, as long as it's in a respectable way. And then the conversation start with the Black people. And, you know, if you don't get something, just say you don't fucking get it. Don't come and say it's stupid. Because when something means something to me, it might not mean the same thing to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say German. I don't know nothing about your ancestors or your people. I'm not going to say it's stupid. I'm gonna say I don't get it. I don't understand it, you know. But I'm not gonna dog you out. They was literally, you're always race baiting. I'm like, first of all, this meme is for the Black people on the page,
right?
It's nothing to offend you. I'm speaking to the Black people, and he's like, well, what about poverty? Poverty in Africa ain't the same poverty over here. I said, what make you think all of Africa is motherfucking poor? We got some poor shit over here too, you know, guys. So. I mean, just be blunt like the white men's on my Instagram page.
Can I be blunt?
Yeah.
Please don't blow your nose on the microphone. Move the mic away from you. I'm sorry to everybody listening.
I'm not blowing my nose. It's just itch really bad.
I know, but when you're scratching it, you're rubbing the paper on the microphone. It sounds hilarious.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
So just be honest. I mean, if you got something to say, I don't mind you expressing yourself. Please express yourself. My whole thing is I want to do is get us talking about uncomfortable shit. I want to get you talking about shit that turn you blue in the motherfucking face. I want to get Black people talking about shit that pisses them the fuck off. That's what I want to talk about.
I think people have a knee-jerk reaction on the internet. Like they see something and they immediately react to it. And they don't ever give any thought to it. It's like
almost impossible to change someone's mind over the internet.
Yeah, like somebody can sit there and think almost for several years, have to do a long, let's say you did a long thesis on something, you did all this research, thought about it, worked on like this article, and you post this article on Facebook, and it's just 25 people going, nuh-uh. And giving no thought, no counter research. Like, it's the internet is just a place where people knee jerk through their own bias without ever stopping and thinking things through. It's like, so when I see people comment on stuff like that, I'm like, you know, I saw it. My initial reaction, I don't get it.
And that's fine.
I'll talk to her later about it if it ever comes up.
But you didn't come to my page and say I was stupid or I'm race baiting.
Right.
I'm not, y'all. I love you guys. I love white. I love Black. I love Indian. I love Mexican. But you got to remember, I'm Black. So I'm down for the crown with the Black shit. I'm Black, nigga. I like my fried chicken with seasoned salt. I like my cornbread with two eggs.
Who the fuck is making one egg cornbread?
Chris Mama.
If I knew what you were talking about, I'd be insulted.
See, he don't know, so he don't want to come in.
Nigga, don't you ever eat no one egg cornbread. You'd be more stopped up than Miss Pat right now. That dry ass shit.
It won't rise when you don't put enough eggs in it, Chris. Yeah, so I like my cornbread with two eggs. I like grease. I like ocean perch fish. I don't like tilapia. Tilapia came out somebody's ass.
Ocean perch?
I like ocean perch.
We used to have that shit every Friday when I was a kid.
Nigga, and there's a Maya selling on the street. I be on that box. Give me all of it before the white people get out. I go buy my every Wednesday.
Yeah,
I love ocean perch. You eat ocean perch?
I don't think so.
You never had... Y'all,
we're a mahi-mahi family. Or salmon.
Excuse the fuck
nigga
out of me.
Baby dolphin over here.
Yeah, mahi-mahi, that dry-ass shit. Chris, I got to get some soul in you, boy. Folks, you got... Don't eat no motherfucking mahi-mahi. That shit is dry, flaking like old pussy.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I ain't never had mahi... Hold on. Achoo.
You shamed her into sneezing.
That white guilt got her.
Oh, that's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. She actually said, at you.
It didn't come out. Fuck y'all, it didn't come out.
You gotta see the video. It's so.
It went back up, god damn it.
At you.
It was coming out, then it went back up.
I hate that.
Oh my god.
I hate
it was coming out right there.
When your nose is edging.
And it changed his mind. So. I don't even know where the fuck the chew came from. I'm sick today. But as I was saying, don't eat no mahi-mahi. That shit dry.
It really is very dry. I bought some recently and I made it. I was like, oh, this is so gross.
It is gross. So next time you hear, no, I'll be back on the 8th. So the next time you hear, we're going to, with the podcast, we're going to fry some ocean perch.
Okay.
Wait, you come back on the 8th and then we leave again on the 9th.
Oh, I'm full. I don't even come back. I come back when we come back from the San Francisco thing. I go straight there.
Are we here next week? Are you here next week? Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
I'm on the road till we come to San Francisco.
Okay.
But we all should be arriving at the same time.
We better do two episodes today then.
Yeah. Well, so I'm gonna make sure we fry ocean perch.
Okay.
So you gotta try other shit, Chris. You gotta stop eating this food that ain't no good.
Cod. I've had
don't
halibut.
Eat no goddamn cod. Do you know cod eat everything at the bottom of the ocean that's
really?
Dead? That's what my mama said. She's cod, don't eat no cod.
You listen to you.
It's more expensive than the perch or what?
We didn't eat no cod, but we ate chitlins.
If you eat catfish, they do the exact same thing.
You're taking culinary advice from a woman who picked her teeth with chicken feet.
Pick her tooth. She had no fucking teeth. She had a tooth.
Excuse me.
Yeah. She had two tooth. That's what she had. She had two tooth. And do two tooth make a teeth?
Yeah, yes. That's teeth. Yeah,
yeah. If you got more than one, right. You have teeth.
Plural.
What,
yeah.
What if that one arm was like broke off? So that's two tooth.
A tooth and a half?
No, that's two tooth.
Tooths.
Tooth.
Two tooths. You can put an S on tooths?
Yeah, I wouldn't advise.
Only if you have exactly two.
Yeah. No, but ain't tooth plural?
No, tooth is singular.
Singular. Yeah, I forgot. That damn
tooth.
Been a while, y'all.
But if she only had two tooths, is okay.
Right.
Yeah.
She had two tooth, and they looked like black eyed peas. Because remember when I told you they had the cavity on the side? Yeah, they like two black eyed peas sitting up there in her mouth. Bless her heart. And when she died, I asked the man to put paper in her mouth so her teeth, her mouth wouldn't fall in the middle. Fuck y'all laughing at. Yo, want your mama and daddy no casket, her motherfucking mouth don't suck in like a volcano.
I feel sorry for the man who stuffed your mama's mouth full of paper before y'all buried her. Sorry, sir. I apologize on behalf.
I remember when she died, they was drawing her blood. And she had been in the hospital a lot. And so when they went to embalm her, all the little needle pricks, the embalming fluid were coming out. And this man was so, because I had to pay for her funeral. This man was so motherfucking bootleg. He just wrapped a fucking Kroger sack around her arm where she was leaking at.
I'm not even going to laugh at that. That's honestly sad. That just made me so sad.
He was going to use that Kroger sack for something else.
He was like,
his laundry. he sacrificed his laundry bag.
He couldn't do no little Bondo or some shit, makeup. She actually had some Saran wrap around her arm.
What did he say?
I said they didn't have Flex Seal back then.
They did have Flex Seal. We got to get the fuck out of here, y'all. Much fun right before Christmas. What you guys getting for Christmas? Well, I'll ask you that on next episode. Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a great episode, even though I've been here chewing. Because I'm sick as fuck, but I'm here for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listen to another great episode of The Pat Down. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com. For all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.